This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hold on, it's time for us to have a chat. And a chat to somebody that I'm actually really excited about talking to, apart from having to talk to you, Sue. This is an amazing... Oh, look, I'm not going to go on too much about it.
Oh, thank
Josh
God.
Wilkins, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks
Hello,
for having
Josh.
Me.
I do apologise for David.
No, that's okay.
You've got, it's called One Voice.
Yes, that's right.
Now, tell us what is One Voice.
So One Voice, the full name is United We Stand. Basically, I founded it to unite groups together to provide help and practical solutions out there for homeless kids, mainly. But all homeless people can use our services.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So where did the idea come from? What made you want to do this?
So I spent 5 to 6 months on the streets myself in a self-built camper van, so I wasn't sleeping rough, but I was out there at night time with sort of homeless people.
What, just seeing how they were living?
Yeah, just to see how they lived and what practical... I've always been in outreach work.
Right.
And I wanted to see what practical thing we could do that sort of gave them a hand up and some sort of practical solution.
Yep.
Rather than feeding them, because there's a lot of food services out there and stuff
yep.
like that.
Yep. So what got you involved in this? You know, like, as you said, you've been involved in other... Yeah, but why this, you know, with homeless kids? You know, like, why is it so important? Well, it's obviously why it's important, but what was the one reason that made you think, I've got to do something here?
Yeah, so I had an experience where I was walking through Parliament Gardens one night, heard a voice coming from somewhere, and we walked looking for this voice, and we found 4 kids sitting on the steps of Parliament Gardens. There was 3 boys and a girl, and it was the girl that was singing because she sounded like Celine Dion. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
Yeah.
And my concern was, you know...
How old were they?
Well, yeah, what do you...
Why were they there?
Yeah, well, what were you doing out so late? Because they looked so young.
Yep.
So she proceeded to tell me why she had left home, and that was because her mum was prostituting herself from a house in Broadmeadows.
Right.
To fund some bad habits. And the men coming in there were actually abusing her. And then I asked her, how old are you? And she said, I'm 12.
Oh, my awful. God. And they were abusing her?
They were abusing her. And my heart just dropped. You know, at that time, I didn't know there was 12-year-old kids on the streets.
Yeah.
Now I know that there's 17,850 kids under the age of 12, sleeping rough or yeah.
Right.
That's a huge figure. That's really awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's massive. When I'm in my time on the streets, I met kids that were 8 years old.
Right.
You know.
That's just wrong.
But what you know, like, don't the police, you know, like, sort of see them and say, what are you doing here, and take them to a refuge, or what happens?
Yes and no. They do end up sometimes in refuges, but I don't know if you've ever been to a refuge these days.
I haven't been lately.
Some of them are pretty bad.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Right.
Just convicted criminals, drug addicts and stuff like that. A lot of 8-year-old kids aren't taking drugs or alcohol abuse and stuff like that. So, yeah, the refuges aren't a really good place for them. So, yet the police seeing them...
They just move to a different spot.
Yeah, and they blend into society. You know?
All right, well, we're going to play a bit of music, and then you're going to come back and tell us about this amazing project that gets launched... Cool. On your birthday, David.
On my birthday.
Happy birthday. February the 15th. It's really exciting, and we want everybody to get behind it.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joining us in the studio is Josh Wilkins, the founder of One Voice. Now, he's got a project that's kicking off, as we said, David.
On my birthday.
On your birthday. And we're talking about the homeless youth. Now, can you do that figure again? What is it?
So there's 17,850 kids under the age of 12.
That we know of.
That we know of, yeah.
So, and there's more than likely be more.
Well, there could be more, yeah. There's 105,000 homeless people across Australia.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. So it's another world that most of us not even aware of.
No. Well, no. Like I say, they definitely tend to blend into society.
Yep.
Especially during the day.
Yep.
Right. So you went.
Yeah, go on, Susan.
See how he does that? It's rude, isn't it?
Stop cutting her off.
Thank you. Aha.
Uh-huh. Hey, you can leave whatever you want.
Now, you spent time in a camper van to get sort of concept of being on the street and so forth. What did you find was the main issues?
So the 2 main issues were accommodation, but the main thing to provide dignity was showers.
The hygiene stuff.
So the hygiene stuff. They didn't have anywhere to brush their teeth, have a shave, get clean. You know, when it's 41 degrees out there, we take it for granted that we can just go home and have a cold shower. Or a hot shower for that matter. Yeah. So they don't have places to do that.
So the facilities that are out in the community, not safe?
Yeah, no, they're not really safe. You know, I spoke to so many younger kids that were homeless that had been abused in public toilet blocks and just trying to clean themselves up.
Because the doors, they generally don't have doors.
No, there's no doors. Yep. Like it's a toilet block, there's urinals, and then you've got this open shower.
Yeah, not so good for young kids.
Now, you first came up with this idea because you actually saw that, a 13-year-old girl who was being abused for washing in a hand basin. Is that right?
I spoke to her. I didn't see her get abused, but I spoke to her and her experience. And, yeah, and it wasn't just her. It was a few people.
Okay.
So what did you come up with?
So we came up with a mobile shower service.
And I can see a picture. It's like this caravan. Well, it is a caravan, really. And it's been changed like you go to those toilets when you go to festival events.
Mm.
So the showers, this private shower.
So they're two private shower cubicles. It's got a shower, a basin, and a sort of a changing area in each cubicle.
Cool.
So,
and where is it going to be parked at different places?
So yes, we're going to take it to. It's going to happen in Melbourne City, near Flinders Street, and we're also going to take it in Maribyrnong. We're talking to other city councils as well.
So you're hoping this is the first of many.
This is going to be the first of many. So it's an Australian first for sure.
Excellent. How do you fund it?
Yeah.
How do we fund it? So far, we've been selling bottled water. So we've got a bottled water called, bottled spring water called Water Equals Life for Aussie Kids. So we teamed up with Aldi Supermarkets and they've been selling that water for us as a promotion and a special and helped us fund this first unit.
And is it selling well and are people aware of what they're picking up or is it just bottled water and they're just selling?
They did a full catalogue spread for us and explained what it was doing.
Yep.
They've been great. They've donated $2 per pack back to us.
Yep.
So I really don't think they don't make anything out of it.
Yep.
And we've done a social media campaign. So in the week that we did that, we had 900 likes, and then within a week, we had 3,500.
Right. That's fantastic. So we need to spread the word.
Yeah.
We need to get these facilities out there for the kids. Yeah.
So what's the water called again when you go into Aldi?
So it's called Water Equals Life.
Right.
For Aussie kids. So it's a red label, and it's your only bottled water out there with a red label and a red top.
Right. Now this caravan, apart from going there and cleaning yourself up and whatever, is there some social workers and stuff there to help the kids?
Yeah, so we'll have social workers that will be able to work with the kids outside. We're also going to provide clothing and hygiene products so they can come and get free clothing. So if anyone wants to donate clothing, you can jump on to our website. Just hand out toothpaste, toothbrushes, the shampoo and everything will be there, towels.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic. It's a wonderful thing. So what is the website?
So it's onevoice.org.au.
Onevoice.org.au.
And Facebook, I'm assuming, is One Voice.
It's One Voice AU.
AU.
Because there was another one.
Oh, how dare they?
Yeah. and of course, if anyone out there would like to support you financially, so you can buy more of these caravans and fit them out, they can find you obviously on the, your Facebook or your
On the website. You can donate via PayPal and or directly to our bank and help us sort of achieve this vision and get it out there and get more of them out there.
Right. Fantastic.
Good on you, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, that is so wonderful what you're doing. And we'll get you back in a few months' time to see how the whole project's working.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
This is Friday Drive.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.